Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. I suppose there are many things more competitive than high school football. I just can't think of any. That being said, I was impressed by a story which concerned a recent game between the teams from Atlee and Verena in Virginia. It seems Atlee has a player. His name is Sepp Schiri, who was born with cerebral palsy, an illness which makes it difficult for him to walk without crutches. That's difficult, but not impossible. Because Sepp can get around a bit, his coach, Matt Gray, put him into a game. As he did so, he let Stu Brown, the coach of the Verena team, know what was happening. Initially, Coach Gray asked that the Verena team only tag Sepp and not tackle him. That request was changed when Sepp's father said something like, "No, let my son get tackled. He should have the full football experience." The Verena team lined up with full permission to sack Sepp. The ball was snapped and handed off to Sepp, who, without his crutches, moved toward the scrimmage line and the waiting Verena players. Well, I have seen the tape of the game, and I can tell you, as his father had hoped, Sepp got the full football experience. Only it was not the experience his father or either of the coaches had expected. You see, when Sepp got to the line, it opened as cleanly as the sea opened up before Moses. The Verena players and Atlee players joined together, encouraging Sepp to keep going. Holding onto that football instead of his crutches, Sepp slowly, painfully, courageously made his way downfield. 10 yards, 20, 40, 60, 70, 80 yards. Sepp crossed over the goal line and collapsed into the arms of his encouraging teammates. Now, I don't know if those coaches and those players are Christian. I do know that every one of them seems to have a grasp of the Bible verse which appears at the top of this devotion. All of them, every one of them, was encouraging, helpful, and patient. All of them, every one of them, tried to do good to an individual who needed that kind of support. It's a lesson every church, every Christian needs to remember. We have been given a Savior whose life was sacrificed to win our forgiveness and salvation. Because of Jesus' blood-bought offering and the faith which is placed within us by the Holy Spirit, we shall someday cross the goal line and get into heaven. But the run toward the goal is not an easy one. There are many on the opposition team who would be glad to tackle us. Not all of them are as kind as were the players from Verona, Virginia. Which is why we need to run interference for the Savior's followers, so they can, like Sepp, someday cross the goal. We pray. Dear Lord, there are all kinds of forces who do their very best to stop believers from ever crossing the goal line into heaven. Grant that we who are part of the church may do our best to be of assistance to those who are having difficulties and struggles. This we ask in the name of our risen Redeemer. Amen.